Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, because I am just excited in the Lord. Praise God. I love the Lord. I love him. I love him, praise God. He said, well, if my people would praise me. Yes, I love to praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hey, he's seated on the right hand making intercession for me right now. Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, come on. Woo. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, come on.
Thank you. Praise God, praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites Radio Program coming to you live on Block Talk Radio. We are so glad that you have joined in to be with us tonight. Praise God. We pray that you sit back and enjoy the program. If you have a friend that you would like to call in, give them the number and tell them to call every Sunday night at 7 p.m. and listen to God's Favorites to encourage you in the Lord. Some of us are going through some difficult times financially. Some of us are having such a hard time with children, disobedient. Sometimes it's marriages. You know, there are devil attacks in many ways. But, you know, God said where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be in the midst. And we can come together and we can tear down the devil's kingdom and command that those things come in order. We can decree a thing, God said, and it shall be done. We come to you the first of the year, and we for the first month of the year, and I spoke to you on the thing God has spoken in my life concerning this year. And so now that month is over, and now we're going to go into other teachings, but we did speak to you on hearing God's voice and how to hear God's voice and to operate in God's voice. So that was for the month of January. February's in. We're going to go on with our teachings on family matters, on hurts, on children, on pain, in whatever way God leading us to go. My co-host is not in tonight, but we do want to keep all the prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, you may call in. You can, if you want to have anything to say tonight, you just press 1, and I'll see you, and I will allow you to come in and give a testimony or a prayer request or whatever God is putting up on your heart. But I do want to say tonight that I have two close friends of mine. Miss Florinda has been placed in a nursing home. She had a fall, and I want to keep her in prayer. And also where I go and minister on Monday nights, my friend Beatrice had a fall. She's not in the nursing home, but she's in the living center. We want to keep our elderly lifted up in prayer. We want to keep our families lifted and bring them before the Lord. Place them on the altar. We have so many young men are being shot up in the street. Our sons, our daughters, drugs, prison walls are full. So many mothers are hurting so badly. The hearts, can you feel the heart of a mother? If you can't feel the heart and pain of the mother's crying, then you need to cry out to God and say, God, give me compassion. Give me compassion for these mothers. Oh, my God. It just chills me when I see a mother crying from the hurt over her son that she has lost to the bullet. No one knows how it feels. No one knows how it feels. You're not there. You're not her. You're not in her shoes. You are in your shoes that God has you to wear. The shoes that she has to wear feels different at the time. Or you might be going through some kind of sickness that seems as though that there is no hope for you. But we can encourage you in the Lord and believe God for you. But God said he's a healer. And if we have faith, we believe that God can and God will do whatever he said he'll do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't want to forget about Sister Janice Williams has a show on Friday night at 7 p.m. And that is titled Victorious Living. every Friday night, Miss Minister Janice Williams. Praise God. But we want God to heal our land. We want God to heal our land. It's hurting so badly. When we look into our presidential situation, our land is hurting. We look at our homes, our nation, and it's hurting. And the prayers of the saints, God said, availeth much. We are to band together, pray together, believe God together, touch where we can touch, reach out where we can reach out, praise God and give him the glory, for it has been done. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you tonight, God, asking you to forgive us of our sins. Wash us, God. Wash us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. Help us, oh God, in every way that we fall short. We come short of your glory, Lord. Yes, we do. We acknowledge, God, tonight. Yes, God, we acknowledge that you are God and we fall short. But, God, we know, God, as we look unto the hills from whence cometh our help, God, all of our help cometh from you. God, you said you would withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before you, Lord. So, Lord God, as I reach out, God, oh, Father God, across this nation, God, oh, from the four corners of this earth, God, oh, God, touch, God, heal, God, set free, God, manifest yourself mightily, God, in the hearts and lives of your people, God. These are your people, God. You made them, God, and you knows all about them, God. Oh, Father, touch tonight. Touch that mother tonight. Touch that one that is hurting tonight. Touch that one, oh, God, where that marriage may be broken so badly tonight, God. Touch tonight, God, that, oh, Father God, that one, oh, God, that is behind prison walls. God, that it turn it all over to you, God. That one that's on drugs, God, snatch him, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, every drug, God, that has plagued their lives, oh, God. Oh, God, you can heal it, God. In the name of Jesus, turn that heart to you, oh, God, that son, that daughter, oh, God, that mother, that father, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that we pull down every stronghold. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we cast it under our feet and we trample over it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father. Oh, God, by your Holy Spirit, oh, God, we need you. We need you, Lord. We need you to touch every hurt and every pain, God. Oh, God, some hurts, oh, God, are from so far back, oh, God. Oh, Father God, they haven't been able to let it go, let it go, let it go. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, some hurts, oh, God, they don't know how to deal with them, God. Oh, but God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as we call upon you, God, oh, Father, as we, oh, God, lay before you, God, we know, God, you can remove hurts from past hurts, hurts of now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and God, we give you the glory, God, we give you all the glory, God. Oh, God, it's all about you, Jesus. You just want us to look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. God, you. Oh, God, you told Abraham to bring his own one and only son, God. And Abraham had to trust you, God. We can trust you, God. Yes, God. We can trust you for one thing. We can trust you for everything, God, that pertains to life and godliness, God, in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father. Oh, Father, oh, God, wipe every tear, oh, God, from our eyes, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, oh, God, build us up in our most holy faith, God. Yes, God. Oh, God, give us faith, oh, God, to stand, oh, God. Oh, God, and believe, oh, God. Oh, Father God, for the miraculous. Oh, God, because we standing knowing, God. We ain't just standing, but as we stand up on your word, God, we're standing up on your word, God, knowing, God, who your word is, who you are, God. Oh, Father, that you can do anything but fail. Oh, God, because you love us. Oh, God, yes, God, God, because you love us so much, God. You love us, God, more than we can even ask or think, God. We can't even explain your love, God. It's so deep, higher than any mountain, deeper than any ocean, wider than any sea. Oh, God, oh, Father, so deep, Lord. Can't even, oh, God, so wide, can't go around it, so deep. We can't go, oh, so high, we can't go over it. Oh, my God, your love is more than we can explain. Oh, God, you made us. We can't explain it. Oh, God, you said you loved us with an everlasting love. Oh, praise God, praise God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus, tonight. Praise your name. Someone is hurting so bad tonight, Lord. Someone is hurting so bad. I feel the hurt, God. I feel the pain, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, but God, you can take it away, God. Oh, take it away, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, be thou healed. Take up your bed and walk, and be thou healed in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favorites are reaching out tonight to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and God said, I will give you rest. If God said he's going to give you rest, yes, God will give you rest. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Oh, nothing too hard for God, y'all. I want to tell you, yes, 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 yes. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Come. God bids us in many areas of his word to come. Come unto him. If we would just only come to the Lord. Come to him. Oh, praise God. Oh, what he won't do. What he won't do for us. Praise God. Well, to kick off the month of February, the first week of February tonight, we're going to teach on marriages. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we'll be getting into hurts and many other areas that plague our lives, children, and whatever. But I think if we, praise God, if we can get our homes straightened out a little bit, and then we'll have less going on in our lives with our children, because most things stem right back to the home. So we're going to talk about keeping our marriage vows, training young people how to keep their marriage vows in times like this, because our marriages are in such desperation. Our marriages are crumbling. And maybe we are not teaching them when they go in for marriage. It's really give them some good teaching instead of just sitting down, talking with them, and just having a lovely talk. Maybe we just need to get them into some good, sound teaching. I know there are many churches that do good teaching on marriage seminars, but some children, they are staying together and just, some people are just staying together and they just want to go get married. Sometimes we need to really veer in on that teaching on how to stay married. Praise God. So we're going to talk about keeping our marriage vows. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just said that. This age of forgetfulness, it is proper to remind couples of the solemn vows they made to each other at the sweet beginning of their journey into family life. They want to forget. They want to forget but we must teach them. Now, I am teaching you, you must not forget. These things are to remain in your memory. Praise God. That is why I'm bringing you into my office to teach you, because I want you to keep these things, ponder these things often in your memory. Praise God. Sometimes couples allow the ups and downs of life to spawn away these wonderful promises from their heads and hearts. Marriage is for life. Marriage is for life. We ought to tell them. Now, you're sitting in my office. I want you to know that marriage is for life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I don't want you coming into my office in the next few weeks, months, saying, oh, I just don't think I love her. Look what she has done or he has done. All kind of explanations that we can come up with why we don't want to be married anymore. But we're going to go on down and see how we make these vows and why we should keep them. Praise God. So couples should make the sweetest and best of their lives together on earth. Praise God. Many of us do not know that we shall keep account of all unfulfilled promises and vows. The scripture says in Judges, and we're going to look at scriptures. If you have your Bible, you can follow with me or you can just jot them down. Praise God. But we're going to go to the book of Judges and see what Judges says. Praise God. Judges 11 and 35 says, praise God. Judges 11 and 35 says, and it came to pass when he saw her that he rent his clothes and said, Allah, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that troubled me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. He, Jehoshaphat, when he looked at that woman, praise God, he didn't want to go back. We have to keep in remembrance when a man look upon a woman, he sinned already. So you looked up on that woman and you saw her and you loved her and you said how you would never leave her, how you this and that. We know that the flesh is weak. We're subject to fall. But how are you going to handle the situation? Praise God. Praise God. Let's look at another scripture over in Ezekiel. Ecclesiastes. We're going to look at Ecclesiastes 5, 1 through 7. And it says, 5, 1 through 7, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of the Lord, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before the Lord. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Now, I'm going to stop right here and tell you. I know some ones, when they go into the house of the Lord, she cannot keep her mouth. She feel like she got to always got to have something to say and to tell somebody off. And many times, I just want her to sit and listen. If we can only listen and hear, then we can learn. The Spirit will speak to us and lead us and guide us. But this person just always got to get up and have something to say. And you see, that's what Paul said when he said a woman not to preach, not to teach, because the women was getting out of order, just getting up, talking. If we can learn to sit down and listen and hear what the Spirit has to say, praise God. And it said, let's go on. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Suffer not to cause thy mouth to cause the flesh to sin. That's what happens. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Somebody ought to write that down. Say thou before the angel that it was an error. Therefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hands. For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also divers vanities, but fear thou God. See, sometimes in marriages, we have too much mouth. Sometimes we just need to shut and fear God. Just shut. I have one lady tell me, I'm not going to shut my mouth, because God gave me a mouth too, and I can say anything I want. Hold it. And I cannot get her to shut up. She won't shut up. That's our problem many times. That is our problem many times. I always tell the story of my husband and I. When he starts to shout at me, I look at him and I say, oh, are you talking to me? And don't say anything else. Or else most time I don't say anything. And vice versa. He would do the same thing to me. If I shout, he didn't say anything, then I know I'm out of order. So we kept so much peace between us, and we walked together so lovely, because we kept down big shouting arguments, big fights that the devil, we understood that the devil wanted to creep in and try to destroy. But God said he has given us life, and life more abundantly. We wanted to have life in our home. We wanted the Holy Spirit to dwell in our homes. And people would look at us. And sometimes people would try to start an argument between us. But he was the type of man that no matter what you did, that's my wife. That's my wife. And he honored and respected me. And if we can get homes back to what God wants us to be, oh, my God, there will be a turn in the world where our children will see mothers and fathers living in a different world. But just like the words say, there is too much mouth going on here. There is too much mouth. And some women just won't hear. Some women just will not hear. I must say that. We feel like we got to talk. We just got to let out what we got to let out. And sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to let it out. But how far are you going to take it? How far are you going to let it go? How far will you let the devil use you? You have to think and shine the light back on yourself. How far am I going to let the devil use my tongue to tear down? Yes, he might have been done wrong. Yes, she might have done wrong. And I'm speaking to man and woman. Yes, they may have done wrong. But who's going to take the right road and calm down and keep peace? God said keep peace with all men. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you want peace in your home? then abide by the word of God. Praise God. Let's look at another scripture in James. Praise God. James 5 and 12. Let me look at James 5 and 12. He said, but above all things, my brethren, swear not neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. When you go to the altar, make sure your yes be yes and nay be nay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another scripture in Matthew. Praise God. We are skipping about here because we don't have much time, and I have to do the program in a fast. But we go back later on, and we'll come back with another marriage seminar. But we're starting off trying to start off first of the year, starting off with the home first, marriage first, and then next week we might get into hurts, whichever way the Lord leads. Next week, praise God, if we don't have someone else on teaching the lesson. But this week, I really want to be in on the home tonight, the home, the husband, the wife, the family tonight is I am very concerned about. Matthew, let's go to Matthew. Okay, Matthew 5 and 37. That's where we're going. Praise God. Matthew 5 and 37 says, but let your communication be yea and yea, nay and nay. For whatever is more than these cometh evil. If you start brawling and you can't say yes and nay, anything else becomes evil. When you start fighting and, hey, about to tear down the walls, the devil is taking full control. And he's on his rampage. Why? Because you didn't know how to control, didn't take control over your spirit. God tells us how to have control over our bodies. Control our spirit, man. Control that tongue. That tongue is unruly, but know how to control it. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Stop looking at him or stop looking at her and take a look back at yourself. I tell people all the time when they come to me talking to me, I said, first thing we got to do is get the mote out of our own eye before we can get the plank out of someone else. We got to get the mote out of our own eye because you have just as much wrong with you as the other person. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You're going to say, oh, Sister Vivian, you going to tell me I got something wrong? Yes, you got just as much wrong with you as the other person does. The Bible says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all sin daily, not sometimes, not every now and then, every day. So we have to repent daily. We got to repent. We got to search our hearts. Praise God. Another scripture, 2 Corinthians 1, 17 through 19 says, when I therefore was thus minded, did I use likeness or the things that I purpose? Do I purpose according to the flesh that with me there should be yea and nay? But as God is true, a word toward us was not yet and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. We have to learn our yeas, our yes, our nays. Yes, honey. No, honey. Learn how to do things in love toward one another. even if it's not your husband or your wife, even out in the workplace. I know sometimes it's hard on jobs. I know sometimes it's hard to deal with other people. But you have to search your own spirit. God tells us how to search our spirit to have what type of spirit we should have. Our spirit should be humble. We got some people with a spirit that are Christian, but it's not a humble spirit. Your yay is supposed to be so sweet that it will draw men. Why we don't have people coming into the church? Because our love is not being fluent as it ought to. Praise God. Let us look now at the vows and all their corresponding Bible verses as they affect the husband, the leader of the home, the man. Spend a little time with each other in the home and know that how you're supposed to talk to your husband. It's the vows to the husband was, God said in Genesis 2:21-25, will thou have this woman? Will thou have this woman? Let's go over there and look at that right quick. Our time is running, but we have quite a few scriptures tonight on this marriage seminar tonight. Praise God. Genesis 2:21-25. Praise God. And it says, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up his flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto him. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and man and his wife were not ashamed. We can see here how God brought two together and made them as one. And they was not ashamed of each other. We can see here how God formed two peoples to be together, to love each other, to share each other with each other. I pray that seminars will get much deeper before we marry couples and share the intimate part of one another. And let them know that they should never even allow the devil to think to separate them. Another one, God told the man, he said, to be thy wedded wife. Proverbs 31:28-29, to live together. Ecclesiastes 9:9, Ephesians 4:31-32. Have the God audience. Ephesians 5:22-33. 1 Corinthians 7:1-5. In holy estate of matrimony, Hebrews 13:4, wilt thou love her, Colossians 3:19, comfort her, Colossians 3:12, honor and keep her, Romans 12:10, 13:7, 1 Peter 3:7-9. You know, lots of marriages don't know, married people don't realize that this is written in the Bible. You know, when you repeat a marriage vow to a person and they haven't really went and studied this, they don't know. They just going through whatever you are repeating to them. They don't know that this is written for them to keep them. It said, forsaking all others and keep only unto her. First Corinthians 7, 1 through 5, 5 and 11 to 13, 6, 5, 15 to 20, Proverbs 7, 1 through 27, and 6, 23 to 35. The man who looks back. Just drop my Bible. Praise God. The man who looks back and remembers that he has not faithfully followed these sacred vows he made before men and God should acknowledge his sins. He should acknowledge his sins. He should confess them to God only. He should decide and to be determined to make amends. And this, all this should be explained in our marriage seminars when we go about to marry someone. Ask God to fervent prayers for the grace and power to be faithful from now on. You know, I try to tell men that if you don't know how to love and treat and take care of your wife, your prayers are being hindered. Your prayer, you can pray all you want to. They're not going to heaven. They're not entering into the heavens according to the word of God. If you don't know how to treat the woman that God gave you, your prayers are being hindered. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's look on the woman's side. He didn't leave just man. He also told the woman what to do as well. The vows made by the woman, the wife, will thou have this man? Go back to Genesis 3 and 16. Ephesians 5, 22 and 23. To be thy wedded husband. This should pierce the heart when we have taught them in marriage seminars and when we are about to marry them. All these things should ponder their hearts now because we have put this in their hearts and we have taught them and we have been with them. We have prayed with them to be thy wedded husband, Genesis 3:16. Will thou obey him? Romans 13:1-8 is a hard one. Will you obey your husband? No, many women will not. I can say that because I know many of them. It's not going to obey. You know, I don't mean just sit down and say yes, yes, yes. I mean in walking together. Are you going to obey your husband in walking together and keeping things like the Proverbs 31 woman? Was a busy woman, but her husband called her blessed. Are you going to serve him? Let me tell you, I've been around some women. They say, if I cook it, he can serve himself. Never did my husband have to get up from the table to serve it, unless he wanted to. He loved to serve me as well. But I love serving my husband. Yes. When you do the little things, it will cause that person to look at you in a different manner, and they will serve you instead of you serving them. They'll see your heart. God looks on the intents of our hearts. God wants our attention. If we can serve man, we can serve him. Think about it. Think about how we ought to serve. In many ways. We can serve in our home, then we can serve abroad. We can serve others. A servant attitude is so great. I'm reading a book now on living in a Martha's world with a Mary's heart. So beautiful. So beautiful. Serve him. Let your service draw him. The love in it. Oh, my God. Love covers all. Love covers all. Praise God. Serve him with your heart. God said if we don't know how to love these down here, how can we say we love him? We must have that servant attitude. Praise God. Love, honor, and obey him. Love, honor, and obey him. That's serve him was in 1 Peter 3:1-6. And love, honor, and obey him, 1 Peter 3:1-6. All that's in 1 Peter. Praise God. Keep him in sickness and in health. Job 2:9. Keep him in sickness and in health. Sometimes our husbands fall sick before we do. Serve him. Keep him. Keep him comforted. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just wish that I could go in many marriages and just really show, but most people don't want to hear you. If I could just take them into my hands and show them where they're wrong and tell them, hey, calm down, find your place. But we don't want to listen, like the word said earlier. We don't want to listen. If we can only listen, there will be a whole turnaround. We got to learn how to forsake others. We're running and doing too many other things and not taking care of our home. When you married him, you promise to serve him and to keep him. But I got to go do this, and I got to go do that, and I got to, oh, I have a busy schedule. I can't stay. I can't do this. Oh, calm down. Calm down and see what first things come first. Let the Lord speak to you. Oh, he will. He will. And the last one on that, so long as you both shall live, so long as ye both shall live. That's in Titus 2:3-8. We're going to read that one. Praise God. In Titus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go over here to Titus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Had it marked right here. God is so lovely. God is so awesome. God is old. I just love him. The way he lays it out to us. Our Bible is our roadmap. Praise God. Titus 2:3-6 says, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, not given much in wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient in their own to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. That's what we ought to be doing, people. Teaching these young people, so the word won't be blasphemed. We are letting the word slip by us if we don't teach these young people what to do, how to do it. They are waiting for us to do it. They say, oh, they won't hear. It's how we go to them in love. It's how we reach out to them in love. Do we have a prayer request tonight to press 1? Or do we have a comment from anybody that's online tonight? Do press 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Marriages was the first thing that God ordained, the marriage. And if we can get the marriage back on course, we can get our children back on course. We have too many broken homes. We have homes, fathers, have left. Abuse in the home. We just have all kinds of things going on in the home that shouldn't be. So, since we have all these things going on, our homes are so broken that our children are going astray. No one wants to take the blame for what they are doing. No one wants to take blame for their own actions. So our world is in a mess. We want to blame someone else. We want to say because of them or because he did that or because she did that. No, that's our wrong approach of today. He doesn't do this and he doesn't do that. No. Shine the light. Let's start off this year shining a light on ourselves. Taking a good look and saying, God, search me. Search me. Praise God. Well, I'm so glad you all was on. One thing the Lord told me, not to never let you go off unless I bless you. Because this is what he said in Numbers chapter 6 and 24, 25, and 26. If I bless you, he will bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Until we meet this time next week, I pray that we all come together again in the Lord next week and lift up his most holy name, praise God, and give him the glory for all that he has done. Praise God. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. May your hands never be empty. May your meal barrel never be empty. May you have plenty, plenty. Plenty, I speak it over you right now in the name of Jesus, that you'll never have a lack, that you never, that finances just come your way right now in Jesus' name. May you be blessed until this time next Sunday afternoon at 7 p.m. Praise God. We have 10 seconds, but I want to say have a blessed week and good night. Bye-bye. Vivian George.